In our last news story, award-winning author Karou Papritz taught listeners how to write a perfect Valentine's card. Today, KHNS poses the same question to current Alaska writer laureate and Haines local, Heather Lindy. Lindy is the author of four best-selling memoirs, and she spent many years as the obituary writer for the Chilkat Valley News. She says she doesn't pigeonhole herself as an obituary writer.
Really, I think everything I've written are probably love letters in one way or another to this community. It's where I live.
Lindy says that writing obituaries for more than two decades meant that she covered more than 500 deaths. She interviewed friends, family, and coworkers of the deceased. This amounted to asking thousands of the same questions. And those questions were not about death, but about love.
All is said and done when I'm writing one. I mean, the question that I ask is always kind of, what did they love? And what did you love about them?
Lindy says that whether writing a memoir, obituary, or Valentine, it all comes down to the same two elements, recognition and appreciation.
Everything's a thank you note. I mean, everything's in gratitude, and love is gratitude. It's all kind of the same thing, and it's all wrapped up in the same thing. And we're very good at sending thank you notes, so a Valentine or a letter, it's a thank you note.
I told Lindy that this was very similar to the advice from the other author I spoke with in this series. Karou Papritz, author of The Legacy Letters, said that the perfect Valentine was nothing more than the word dear, followed by a list of three everyday things that you appreciate about the other person. Lindy agreed with Papritz, but not completely.
I'd just say even one, and you might have two, but just one. And don't try to make it like a haiku where you're going 5, 7, 5 and trying to count, or make it something quotable or make it something shareable. Make it really specific to the person. And that's like any good writing. Make it specific.
Lindy has been married for over 40 years. I asked her if she could receive the perfect Valentine note from her husband, what would it say? I asked her to write an example on the spot. It was outside of the scope of her unofficial duties as writer laureate, but she was a good sport.
I think I would like it to say something like, thank you for challenging me to get out of my routine and my schedule every day and to learn to appreciate surprises.
And then I really challenged her sportiness. I asked Lindy what Valentine she would write if she were giving it to someone who she didn't get along with. A Valentine that would spread the love in places where love seemed barren. It was a tough question. Lindy closed her eyes for over 30 seconds. She looked like she was in pain. Then she opened her eyes and said,
wouldn't it be nice if we lived in a community where we felt good about each other and supported by each other? And how do you think we could make that happen? And is it possible that we can do that together?
Her Valentine didn't give a specific compliment or a specific moment of thanks, like her advice. It asked instead a specific question. How can we start to feel good about each other? Join us again next time for coverage on Tuesday night's Haynesboro Assembly meeting. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.